COG printed $9 billion in net assets financed for FY26. That is the headline the aggregator wrap will lead with. It is not the desk number. The desk number is 190%. Damian Mantini, head of strategic partnerships at Platform Finance, put that surge on cash flow and secured lending volumes over the year. Brokers, he said, are expanding their service range. While the major banks remain a vital part of the market, brokers are increasingly using non-bank and specialist lenders to find tailored solutions. If your panel still treats asset and commercial as a specialist-only afterthought, that slot just did core work. Australian broker dated the 27th of August 2026. COG Financial Services printed a record $9 billion in net assets financed, up 8% on the prior year. $8.5 billion of that came through broking and aggregation, up 5%, driven by commercial equipment in construction and infrastructure plus broader commercial lending. The first half of FY26 was $4.5 billion, up 7% year-on-year. The broker network grew 5.86%. 8,253 lender accreditations were processed. The panel sits at 64 lenders after adding 10 new names. Mark Raisin, head of COG Aggregation, said the market softened through April and May before bouncing back strongly in June. What remained constant was the underlying need for finance. Businesses still need to replace vehicles, machinery and equipment. Do not turn the deal range into a car story. The print ran from a $12.5 million facility restructure for a civil construction firm through to a $1.5 million high net worth vehicle file. That is a range. The construction file is the work. Move on. Salary packaging volumes were up 62% to $500 million. Novated lease settlements up 66%, customer numbers nearly doubled. Raisin pointed partly at growing interest in low-emission vehicles and the FBT exemption on eligible EVS through Novated Leasing. COG CarSelect, the vehicle procurement arm, printed 15% more settlements. Group revenue $399.8 million, up 9%. Underlying EBITDA to shareholders $51.5 million, up 28%. They are investing in COG Connect and targeted AI to speed deal execution. That is a systems note. It is not this briefing's lead. Same month, a peer print. AFGS asset and commercial finance settlements were up 19% to $4.3 billion. That is the line this desk is using. It is not an AFG profit recap. Residential at AFG still did the heavy lifting. Settlements up 18% to $75 billion, distribution EBITDA $71 million, a network of more than 4,300 brokers, more than 600,000 customers, more than 80 lenders. David Bailey said the broker channel wrote 81% of residential lending in FY26, and 1 in 9 Australian mortgages was written by an AFG broker. Residential lodgements have softened since June. Tax settings, rate expectations, cost pressures. For FY27 he flagged refinancing, upgraders, and client retention. Use that only as contrast. Residential is cooling. Commercial and asset kept printing. Do not spend this briefing on AFGS net profit. 8,253 accreditations and a 64 lender panel are what specialist only looks like when an aggregator actually runs the slot as core. Specialist only, on a working desk, often means the accreditation exists, the BDM is in the phone, and the last commercial file was last year. Or it means the slot was never accredited, because residential pays the bills and equipment finance is someone else's job. Neither is a panel strategy. Both are accounts you can pull this afternoon. This briefing will not invent how many commercial or asset accreditations you hold. It will not send your book to COG or to AFG. The working question is one you answer from your own CRM. How many live commercial and asset accreditations do you hold, and how many FY26 files went through that slot? April and May softened. June bounced. Raisin said the need did not move with the month. Vehicles, machinery and equipment still get replaced. A residential-only desk that treated that as weather, and then watched cash flow and secured volumes print 190% somewhere else, has a timing problem, not a market problem. Four bands for the panel. Not an aggregator pick. Band 1. Accredited, and you wrote asset or commercial this year. The slot is live. The job is not a pep talk. Count the files. Name the fallback lender on the next civil or equipment file. Keep the accreditation warm. Mantini's point stands. Majors remain vital, and the tailored file is increasingly non-bank and specialist. That is a process, not a slogan. Band 2. Accredited, idle. The panel has the names. The CRM does not have the files. This is the specialist-only afterthought in miniature. Open the idle accreditations. Call the BDM, write one named commercial fallback so the next client who asks about a loader, a ute fleet, or a cash flow line does not get I will find someone. Band 3. Not accredited. Residential only. That is a legitimate book. It is also a book that set out an 8.5 billion broking print and a 4.3 billion AFG commercial print. If you want the slot, start the accreditation conversation with your aggregator this week. Do not pick the aggregator from this page. If you do not want the slot, say so out loud, so you stop calling it a future project. Band 4. Already a specialist commercial shop. You are not the audience for a wake-up. You are the audience for mix. How much of your year was cash flow and secured versus vanilla equipment? Where did April and May actually go quiet? Write the FY27 fallback before residential lodgements soften into your diary as well. Three actions this week. 1. Count the live commercial and asset accreditations. File count through that slot in FY26. If you cannot name both numbers, that is the finding. 2. Open the idle slots. An accreditation with no file is a specialist-only sticker. Call the BDM. Ask what they are settling now, not what they settled in a brochure. 3. Write a named commercial fallback on the next file that is not a home loan. Lender, BDM, product, what would stall it? Do not send the book to one aggregator because COG printed 9 billion. A channel that can see 9 billion, 8.5 billion through broking, 190% on cash flow and secured, and 4.3 billion at AFG commercial, and then spends the week treating asset finance as someone else's specialist desk, has chosen the residential shop window over the slot that just did core work.